The Language of Desire, Planting Desire Seeds. By this point in the program, you've probably gathered a lot of great ideas and inspiration that are fueling your fantasies. However, it may still make you nervous to boldly and directly describe them to your guy. And while the direct approach is best, and subtle hints can go unnoticed, with this technique, you're going to combine the two. A blend of direct and subtle that will plant seeds in his mind, so at the exact moment you want, you can have him leap into action and make your desires come true. Okay, well, that may be a bit of a stretch, although I do get a giggle imagining my guy leaping into action. But what this technique does is provides him with enough information about what turns you on, yet puts him in the seat of power. He's orchestrating your pleasure, and as a result, gets to bask in the glow of his sexual prowess. It's important to note that this exercise doesn't have to literally bring your fantasy to life. It can, but it doesn't have to. The true goal with this exercise is to grow your sexual connection and his confidence in knowing what turns you on. Step one, you need to gather up your fantasies. Grab your journal, and I want you to write down some of your personal desires and fantasies. Remember, this is just a brainstorm right now. I want you to remember that fantasies aren't good or bad. They are simply representative of your sexual imagination. And sometimes what we find arousing may not even make sense. Here's some keywords to get you started. Sexual acts. Fellatio, cunnilingus, masturbation, mutual masturbation, certain positions, ejaculation on your body, ejaculation in your mouth, nipple stimulation, hand job, fisting, anal penetration, mouth to anal stimulation, threesomes, swapping partners. Those are all a bunch of ideas to think about. Clothing and props. Schoolgirl outfit, military uniform, sports uniform, work uniform, masks, hats, tiara, formal wear, gloves, maid uniform, fully nude, one partner nude, one clothed, no panties under a short skirt, sex toys, strap-ons, restraints, blindfolds, clamps or clips, handcuffs, collars, different hairstyles, wigs or disguises, using food or edibles, places and scenarios, bedroom, living room, kitchen, bathroom, outside, by the pool, in a hot tub, on the beach, at a park, mountain trail, in a parked car, on the hood of a car, camping, nightclub, airplane, in public, where you could or do get caught, someone's watching you, you're watching someone else, a multiple person orgy, a sex party, while watching porn, at school, in a locker room, or at the gym. Reading through all those keywords and ideas, you probably found a few things that started to arouse you. Note what those were and start to combine them in appealing ways. For example, at a fancy restaurant, you aren't wearing panties under your dress. He rubs your clit until you climax. Camping in the woods, sex outside of your tent in daylight, caught in the act by a forest ranger. You are nude, stepping out of the shower. He bends you over the vanity and takes you from behind, and you watched in the steamed-up mirror. So what I want you to do is write out a couple of specific ideas that sound fun or interesting or arousing, even if it's kind of titillating or even a little scary or risky to you. Don't worry right now about logistics or how you'll bring it to life. Just think about what turns you on. Step two, make a selection. So without really spending any time thinking about the how you would bring this to life, choose a scenario that's your favorite. Okay, so you got it? Good. Step three is put it together. Now that you have your scenario, you're going to pull things together to use as your seeds. And these will be tangible items, clothes, props, books, as well as digital items, photos or videos. You'll need to be a little creative, but I'm going to give you some ideas on how to do this. And also, this can be as involved as you want it to be, and it also can be done fairly simply. I'm outlining this process as the full meal deal, so you have the tools in case you want to be very detailed. But I'll also show you how it can be scaled back too. So think about in your scene or fantasy idea, what are the clothing and props that you or he are going to be wearing? And again, this isn't about acting this out in real life. This is just about gathering some items that represent your fantasy. So what are the details of the clothing? What are you wearing? What is he wearing? Does the scene involve toys or other props? Are some of these items things you already own, or can you acquire them easily? If so, get them. You can also gather photos of the items and save them on your smartphone, or you can also create a secret private Pinterest board so that only you can see these things. Next thing is location and place. So where does your fantasy take place? Are there specific items that correlate to the place? For example, if it was a scene in the kitchen, utensils or spatulas could work to symbolize the place. Is this a specific locale, like on vacation or an airplane or airport? Gather photos of the place. And then sex acts. What are the specific sex acts taking place? Can you find photos or video that depict the sex act? If you can, download or save them to your phone. And these don't have to be graphic, nudity, or pornography. It could be things that hint at what's happening. You can also look on Amazon for erotica books that feature that theme or sex act, and those can be purchased digitally, or you can have them sent to you in paperback. And you can also write down the details of what's happening in your fantasy. Step 4 is planting your seeds. Now this is where it gets fun. Again, you're going to need to use some of your own creativity, but I'm going to walk you through several ideas. And what you're going to do is start sending him clues, leaving him subtle hints, as well as some, you know, very overt surprises that get him on the same page as you and your fantasy. Examples of clues to give him. Send him a photo of you dressed in the fantasy outfit. No explanation, just the photo. Tuck a pair of panties or other prop in his jacket pocket or briefcase for him to find. Text him a link to a video to watch that shows something related to your fantasy. And again, I'm not saying like literally like it has to be a video of the sex act itself. Write out part of the fantasy and stick it on a post-it note on the bathroom mirror where he'll find it. Or slide it into the book he's reading or paperwork he's working on. If you have a book that describes the fantasy, bookmark it with a ribbon and leave it for him to find with a note that says, "Read me." Leave him a voicemail message of you reading a passage from the book or describing the fantasy for him. Read as if he's listening in on something happening. Jump right into the action. So you don't want to preface it with, "I'm going to tell you a story and here's what I'm thinking about a fantasy I want to try." You're just sort of going to dive into it and as if he's just eavesdropping or randomly came upon this conversation of you talking about this. Text him some fairly vague phrases and hints about the fantasy with winky faces. Visions of making love on a tropical beach. Or, "We walk into the party not knowing what to expect, but we see beautiful naked bodies in states of bliss and pleasure." Send him photos of clothing, sex toys, or other images that relate to this fantasy with no explanation. Step 5, timing. So you don't want to bombard him with all of these clues all at once. So you'll need to calculate how to space them apart. You want to pique his interest without it feeling necessarily urgent. This is a slow build that you're after. One plan is to send him something every few days. For example, send a picture text on Monday, tuck a pair of undies in his pocket on Thursday, leave a book for him to find on Sunday, leave him a voicemail the next Wednesday. You can space it out even further than that, But you want to keep it somewhat top of mind. If you wait too many days or weeks, he may forget about it and not be able to easily follow your train of thought. Continue to plant these seeds until he starts repeatedly asking about them, or he takes action. Step 6 is the tease. So at some point, as you're sending him these clues, he's going to ask you what you're doing. What does that text mean? Why did you send me a photo of that outfit? Why did I find a sex toy in my briefcase? You kind of want to feign innocence a little bit. Well, tell him it was just something you saw and thought he might like. Say you don't know how that sex toy got there or where that book that said "Read Me" came from, with a little wink. And then try to change the subject and leave him without any specific answers. Eventually, he'll get persistent and keep asking. You can then ask him, well, what do you think it means? See if he guesses. If he does guess that you're hinting at a sexual fantasy, ask him if he'd like to bring it to life, if he hasn't already suggested that. If he seems genuinely stumped, you can lead him closer to the answer by saying, there are just some ideas you have that sound fun or sexy. Step 7 is to bring it to life. So the seeds have been planted, and if he's more of a sexually adventurous type, or you've already played with bringing fantasies to life, he might get it immediately and bypass asking questions and go straight for the sex. If he's more reserved, or this is your first time doing this sort of thing with him, you may have to be a little bit more patient. If he's not picking up on your clues the first time around, you may have to be a little more proactive. The next time you plan to have sex, have one of the props there with you. Coyly ask him what he thinks about it, or if he has an idea what it's for. Or you can begin to bring the fantasy to life by talking it through. Okay, so big question. How does this work if your fantasy is that you're a stewardess who's seduced by a sexy passenger and you have sex in the airplane bathroom? Okay, that's a little hard to recreate literally in real life. So this is where the power of imagination comes through. Short of booking airline tickets and acting like a stewardess, you could get a sexy stewardess outfit, and you could role play pulling him into your small powder room to have sex standing up. You can also bring the fantasy to life simply by narrating it while you have sex in your bed. So to feel the pleasure of your fantasy, you don't have to literally act it out. Think about it. If you've gotten aroused by this fantasy before, chances are you haven't actually experienced it in the literal sense. It's simply the idea that arouses you, and your imagination does all the work while your body responds. So that's why I told you not to worry about the logistics or details with this. You can rely on your imagination and creativity to bring it to life in a certain aspect. Step 8, the afterglow. And this is a very important piece of this exercise. You need to specifically thank him for attending to your desires. Tell him you loved how he was able to guess what your clues meant, or if he didn't guess them, thank him for being willing to participate in exploring your desires. Let him know how much that turned you on and how you felt so loved and appreciated by his ability to satisfy you. By doing this, you're reinforcing all of the positive connections you've made together. Especially if he seemed uncertain about what your clues meant. Praising him and letting him know how much this pleases you sexually increases your intimacy, and it also opens the door for you to do it again with another fantasy, and for him to know the ways in which he satisfies you. Okay, here are some frequently asked questions. I planted my seeds, but he just seemed really confused by the whole thing. Did I do something wrong? Not at all. Remember, some men can be very singularly focused and task-oriented. And the first time you try this, your clues will seem totally random to him and really not connected to anything concrete. He very well may be clueless, despite all of your efforts. That's why, especially the first time, you may have to lead him to the big idea. It's okay if he didn't leap into action this time like I halfway promised. Chances are, though, the next time you set about leaving clues and hints, he'll definitely put two and two together more quickly. My fantasies are really straightforward and just involve romantic lovemaking. How would I give him clues for that? Okay, so fantasies don't have to be kinky or off the wall. I know a lot of women fantasize about their man making tender and sweet love to them. In this case, just think of all the details you would enjoy. Pretty lingerie, candles, poetry, fine wine, soft music. Send him a photo of a gorgeous nightgown. Play him a link to a beautiful love song. Tuck a love poem into his wallet. Buy a bottle of wine. Text him a description of how he takes your breath away when he is romantic. The clues really are bountiful with this scenario. So don't feel like it has to be some wild, kinky, incredible, creative scene. What your tastes are and what turns you on is unique to you. So never feel guilty about what that might be. Okay, so do you have a question for me about planting desire seeds? Go ahead and log into your dashboard and you can leave a comment there in the forum and I'll answer it for you.